5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
People need advice. Do you need some? Then let's do it. Jimbo writes, "Hi guys, need some quick help. I've been with my girlfriend a couple of months, and it's wonderful."
Okay, great. Good for you.
Little context, we've been friends for 20 years, helped each other through a lot of situations, have a good foundation of trust, and we understand each other better than anyone else I've ever known.
Okay, yeah, that's
win,
a great
win. Win-win.
Yeah, it's a great foundation. You've known each other that long, so you already know you like one another.
There's one thing I'm having trouble not being frustrated with, and I feel bad about it. She opened up to me that she'd like to wait until marriage for sex.
Ugh. Oh, jeez.
Good to see we're keeping an open mind. Now, I understand, but at the same time, that's really hard when the chemistry is so strong. We've both expressed the desire for each other and have never done anything except make out.
We've both expressed the desire for each other.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like an old romance novel.
I'm hot for you, but I'm saving my garage for marriage.
Okay. I feel blood going places, but I'm going to hold off.
My flower is swollen. Don't touch.
We've both expressed the desire for each other and have never done anything except make out.
Cool.
I found myself getting more and more frustrated every time it gets spicy. I'm not sure how to navigate this. I don't want to make her feel pressure or that her values are wrong. I'm a little confused.
You want her to feel the pressure.
You've known for... Yeah. On the back of the cervix. All right. No.
Yeah.
Right? Let's get to that cervix counter.
Mm-hmm.
See who's working customer cervix. Can I speak to your manager? I'm a little confused. So you've been friends for 20 years. So, like, are you 23 and she's waiting for marriage? Or is this like you met in high school and you're 37 and you've been friends for 20 years and you're both coming out of relationships?
Yeah, either way, it's totally lame.
Yeah, it is. I agree, though. I mean,
I think it should be respected if this is probably hypocritical. It should be respected if she's a virgin. If not, what are we waiting for? That's what I'm trying to say, right? I mean, what are we waiting for? Do you think it's going to grow back together and you get to start anew and all those first ones are washed out? They already happened, babe. Time to spread them.
First ones are washed out.
I don't know.
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
I do.
I mean, yeah, the whole virgin thing's played out. It's boring. Honestly, spread them and live a little.
It's boring.
You'll like the gravy.
Hey, yeah. Virgin, it's boring.
It's boring.
Yeah. No. If it's up, you know, that's a personal choice. Knock yourself out.
Well, I mean, there are other options.
It's in your butt.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's true. That is the God's loophole.
Yep. Yeah, so many of my friends in high school were virgins unless you asked their butt. And I was like,
right?
Not a virgin.
And if you asked their butt, what did it say?
Yeah.
Your farts sound wide.
Those are some progressive farts right there.
Sounds like less like a pitched balloon and more like a leaf blower on low.
Wow, you have a very conservative anus. I mean, politically speaking.
Yeah. Those queefs are prude, but those farts, progressive.
good to see us working across the aisle.
Yeah. Okay. So how do we help this friend again?
I don't think we can. They've been friends for 20. It must be childhood friends that were friends for 20 years. You know, you can do more than, I do agree, you can do more than make out. But if she would like to wait for marriage, and that's important to her, I think you need to respect that. You can express that you're frustrated and be honest about, you know, you feel a little pent up. But beyond that, if it's important to her, then it should be important to you.
And if it's, and if your side is more important to you, then it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right? Like, all jokes aside, like, I can think it's dumb that she wants to hold out, but it ain't any of my business. It's her. I mean, let's be honest. It's her vagina.
Or have an impulse wedding and then go to town, man.
Ooh, good idea.
You know, divorce is a real thing that can happen.
Yeah.
Don't rule that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get married on paper.
Yeah.
Or wait, no, do it the other one. Probably, it'd probably be more important for her to be married in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
And then divorce in the eyes of God.
I went to, why did you have a quickie church wedding? I wanted to get banged on Saturday.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The boys were swollen.
So we think patience? I'm not sure what we're saying. I know what I'm saying. I don't know what we are saying.
Well,
I still think virgins are boring. So
a little bit.
Amen. Something we can all agree on.
I expected Kelly to be pretty anti-virgin.
I mean,
obviously.
Just anti-virgin.
I mean, she's 35 years into that theory.
Burn them at the stake.
But Steve's aggression against the virgins is pretty shocking, man.
I mean, it's just corny.
It is corny. But also, it's only been 2 months just because you've known each other a long time. I mean, a lot of people have sex much quicker than that. But plenty of people have sex way after that, you know, depending on how old you are and what your background is and your fears and whatever. I mean, Lord knows I dated people when I was much younger, dated people longer before I had sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that 6 month rule, huh?
And well, until I started having sex and then,
lame.
Then no, it would never wait that long. But like, I wasn't somebody who was having sex in high school, though, but I had girlfriends and we did everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But I was paranoid of pregnancy. Like, I was terrified because I had a couple of good friends who got knocked up.
Yeah.
And so, man, that was
Bill
all...
or Brian?
Yeah. Brian got knocked
up
twice.
I've never heard of any of your other friends.
Yeah, Brian
like,
got knocked up twice.
That's literally the full list. Yes. End of list.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend April and my friend Julie, they both got knocked up. They were cousins, too. And two of the hottest girls in school. They were so sweet and nice. Like, the most unlikely, like it was like mind blowing.
Like, not like tattoo Brenda.
Whoa, yeah. Well, there were girls who were like, they would brag about the sex they would have.
Yeah.
But these were not those two.
They'd cough and a condom would fly out.
It was so shocking. But, and they had, I mean, they had their babies and they were great mothers. And so it all worked out. It actually worked out really well for them. However.
So what Hopkins is saying is get knocked up when you're 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, trap a teenager.
They were just entering into their senior years and I was just entering into my junior year and I wanted to enter into my girlfriend and I went, nope, I can't do it because I was naive enough to believe that everyone, they were like, yeah, and it was the first time they ever did it.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, but that was believable to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And so it was like, yeah, I can't, man. I was so scared.
No, slap a condom on that thing. Have a good time.
So I dated that girl for 7 months and we did not have sex.
Yeah, everybody's rule in our high school was you got to date for 6 months and then you have sex. And it was such a weird thing.
Like, they discussed this?
Yeah, it was weird. They had bets on, like, when me and my friend would lose our virginity because we were the ones in our group that hadn't. And by our senior year, they were like, oh, yeah, you guys are going to lose it by the end of the year. And I was like, I mean, okay, whatever. That's weird. But everybody, or if you were dating somebody, went to prom together, that's when you were losing your virginity.
Oh, yeah.
That was the two rules. 6 months is, like, sex date.
Yeah, that was like the plot of every American Pie movie,
exactly.
Too.
I think that was like pretty much the standard course from at least the 50s through now. I mean, I don't know before that, but.
I got to be banging by prom night. I don't want to look like a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Superbad. I don't want SD at F&P.
Yes.
One of the funniest lines I've ever heard, right, when they're walking through the convenience store at the very beginning and he's talking about why he has to have sex before he gets to college. All right, this one's a little more serious. Not that one wasn't. I mean, he's talking about when he's going to talk his girlfriend into sex. That sounds aggressive the way I said that. But it is sort of what he was talking about. Like, mm-hmm. she said she wants to wait, and he's frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a difficult position to be in. You want to encourage her, but not coerce.
Yeah.
That's a, that's a delicate balance beam.
You're honest about how you feel, and then you listen to what she says, and then you go with what she says.
Yeah.
That's it. Right? Yeah. Is that fair, mate? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's her house, though. Ultimately, it's her call if she wants to open the garage door or not.
Like a vampire, you have to be invited in.
Yeah, you know?
Before you can get after all the juices you want.
Yeah.
All right.
It's true.
Jimbo writes, I need to know if my frustrations are valid. My wife is going through a lot of health problems lately. Without going into too much detail, it's nerve-related. She's slowly losing feeling in her extremities. Wow, both hands are strangers. And
that's no fun.
Docs are hopefully figuring it out finally. So with her being out of commission and unable to help as much, I've been picking up a lot of extra duties around the house. I do all these tasks knowing I have to and that I need to help my wife as much as possible. But am I still allowed to get frustrated with my situation? I'm trying my damnedest not to give attitude, but it has slipped out a couple of times, and I apologize profusely when it happens. The situation is stressful, and I'm doing my best to help out. Any advice? Well, I think it's okay to be frustrated.
Yeah.
As long as you try to control it and don't blame her and then apologize when it slips out. I think that what you're doing is pretty normal, right? I mean, if you're taking on a lot more duties than you're used to, you're going to be a little more tired than you're used to. And while acknowledging this is something you have to do and that you're something you're both going through and it's probably worse for her, almost certainly, still okay to be frustrated, right?
It's tough taking care of any person, whether it's an elderly parent or somebody suffering like this or a baby. Like, Lord knows when my kids were little, I got frustrated. The key is you just try not to take that stuff out in front of, or like get that, show that frustration in front of them. You got to do a better job of keeping your frustrations out of her face because she can't help it. And that's it. That ain't going to help.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I mean, it's totally legitimate to be frustrated.
Yeah.
And feel overwhelmed and worn out and even angry.
Yeah. Making yourself feel guilty about a feeling most people would get isn't helping her, and it's not helping you.
No.
I Somebody mean, wrote
very,
in and said,
very relatable.
They said, caretaker and caregiver fatigue is absolutely real.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone who does it feels it.
Yeah. Hmm. Definitely.
There you go. We're killing it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think so. But
yeah, don't be a virgin.
Yeah.
Don't be a virgin, and always be mad if you have to take care of someone. That's the big takeaway that we're bringing you
kind
today.
Of, yeah.
Not really.